rising food insecurity rates, a proposal for a nursing school in the Cherokee Nation, and a federal grant for road reconstruction. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, January 7th. I'm Hannah France. Oklahoma's rate of food insecurity has increased, according to the latest federal household food security figures from 2024. Anna Pope reports the U.S. Department of Agriculture says it will scrap the hunger survey after this year's publication.
Oklahoma ranks sixth among the states with the highest food insecurity rates. Almost 17% of Oklahoma households experienced food insecurity in 2022 through 2024. That's up from the previous report and above the national average. The USDA is ending this publication, calling it redundant, costly, and politicized. Neela Pradhananga, an Oklahoma State University professor and nutrition specialist, says the report is the gold standard for data.
So I think having this would be the best option, but I don't really see any other that would be comparable to this that gives us like a national reference.
She says factors like the economy and food accessibility impact people's food security. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
Cherokee Nation leaders will consider legislation to create a $30 million nursing school campus in northeast Oklahoma. Sarah Lisi reports the facility would be created in partnership with the University of Oklahoma and would expand the tribe's impact as the largest health system in Indian country.
Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. and Deputy Chief Brian Warner are proposing legislation to establish the Cherokee Nation Nursing Allied Health Education Center, as well as millions in healthcare scholarships for the tribe's citizens nationwide. Hospital operations at WW Hastings and Tahlequah are moving to a brand new facility this summer, freeing up the space for what the two leaders hope could be the OU Nursing Satellite Campus. The proposal estimates the site will open its doors in 2027, with plans to begin online classes in the fall of this year. The Council of the Cherokee Nation is expected to review the legislation later this month. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
And the city of Norman received a $25 million federal grant to reconstruct and widen a three-mile stretch of 36th Avenue Northwest and Telephone Road in partnership with the city of Moore. KGOU's Nick Daniels has details.
The project will expand the roadway between West Tecumseh Road and Southwest 34th Street from 2 to 4 lanes. Plans include sidewalks, a mixed-use trail, drainage upgrades, and improved lighting. Crews will also install new traffic signals, pedestrian crossings, and ADA-compliant ramps to improve safety along a corridor that has seen more than 100 crashes since 2015. The full project is expected to cost more than $39 million and was previously approved by voters. City officials say construction timelines will be announced once agreements with federal transportation officials are finalized. I'm Nick Daniels.
For additional news throughout the day, visit our website, kgou.org, and follow us on social media.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.